Yes. Very definitely. And I think it was, I think like everything, there's immense balance in things. It's a winning trade, and it's a single winning trade that's far greater than any loss I ever took in any one trade. And at the time, I viewed it totally as this pure gift and was totally adrenalized by it. I had the same setup that I traded that I've discussed, the Hunt Volatility Funnel that I teach. And I saw a pattern set up on Robusta coffee, which is a commodity that I really, really liked. It was of high quality. And I had a reasonably sized trading account, and I decided I was going to go in, and I was watching this form, and I said, it's going to do this, then it's going to do that, then I'm getting ready to go in. It continued to comply, did this, come that. In other words, I was calling it a duck, and it started to walk like the duck. I said, it's the duck. It started to talk like the duck. So it was sweaty palm trade for me, and I was going to really go for it. And I went £500 a point long on this with my managed loss, with a managed loss that ran into much bigger than it should have been, tens of thousands of pounds. But it had an extreme risk reward as well. And then it did exactly what I thought it would do. It smashed its way up, went three quarters of the way to target, an immense amount of money, then capitulated all the way back down, came into my funnel. So it was a hair-raising journey of great size. Back into my funnel, supported on it, as I often say it sometimes can, then turned away around and went all the way back up, ran straight through my target and beyond. And it returned on a spread bet account 160 plus thousand pounds in literally 4.5 days. And I went through the psychological journey. And you would say, well, what's the downside to an event like that? Because at the time, you know, we monetize things, and you know, you like a Porsche Turbo, you could have had two of them at that time. You know, they cost about 85,000 fully spec'd at those days. And you know, what's the downside to that? The downside to that was it was such a home run of such scale that everything else to me seemed more boring. It distorted my perception of money value for a while. It had me only looking for similar home run hits. It created an expectation that I've not since met again in an individual single trade. It was an account changing size trading trade as well. So I did do one thing that was right. I withdrew a substantial chunk, a six-digit size straight away out of it. So I didn't lose my head and give it all back immediately. But I don't think the account did well for a sustained period after that, because I was just looking to replicate that same event. And you become more certain, and you cut to the chase, and you don't realize that you're being more sloppy, and you're just looking to rinse and repeat that similar experience. And you actually start to think, you know, I'm on my path to multimillionaire-dom in 18 months' time, you know, all of these things. You know, you could be giddy, you start rating, your expectation starts resetting, all sorts of things start occurring. And it came with a lot of lessons, because I then had to learn to respect a well-trade, well-sized, not oversized, taken to a reasonable risk reward, say 1:4, 1:5, that is a job well done, and still to feel good about taking that small profit out of the market after such wealth of riches. And that was a distorting factor. So you never want to progress faster than your emotionality and your ability to manage higher numbers expands. It's one of the reasons why ex-convicts that win the lottery often end up giving the bulk of that money away back, because emotionally, maturity-wise, they haven't expanded themselves to actually cope with it. And money always seems to find its way to the people that value it most. So if you haven't yet developed your full valuation of what you'd achieved, it flows away from you. Once you start respecting, showing it value, took a big chunk out of it and put it in savings and investment, not gone in consumption. If you ask someone what they're going to do with £1 million and they start away listing new house, new car, new this, that's all consumption and expenditure and holiday. That money will flow away from them and dissipate. If they keep a small amount in investments, they do. People that want to invest and value money, will find more money flowing to them. And I didn't have my valuation system fully in place to cope with the riches that I was rewarded. And it was too much of a gift for me to fully appreciate and to manifest to bring more of similar. So I had to retrofill my competence and value systems to be able to cope with that. And it actually showed a great inefficiency and a great inability. So it was humbling for the aftermath, because it never got repeated for an extended period and still hasn't since in a single trade. And a lot of groundwork has had to be done on other things. So it was too much too soon.